This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Sky Islet.
Nope.
Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
There's got to be gin in this building somewhere.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
The movie Ricky Valens.
Richie.
Is it Richie?
Yes. I mean, names are not your thing, but yes.
All right. Isn't Richie sure for Ricky too as well?
I think it can be.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Ken came in. I said, how was the concert? By the way, Ken looks bleary-eyed today.
It was probably late.
It looked kind of Miz. It was raining.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shine.
Fun fact, Alcatraz had their own prison band, and Al Capone played banjo in the prison band.
Really?
Yes.
What did you just say, Wiggy? What was the person's name?
Bumpy Johnson.
That's what I think Capone died of, right?
Yes.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's good, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
What it does is you have a 20-point lead in your own building,
yep.
And you blow it.
Terrible. Are you sure it was your own building, considering the Let's Go Knicks chants last night?
There were a lot of Knicks fans.
You are firing off 63-point attempts.
Right.
In a basketball game, and you miss 45 of them.
Right.
In your building.
Right.
Wake up. Somebody please help me.
But Joe Mazzulla, why are you continuing to have them shoot threes? Like,
Wiggy will tell you he's the best coach in the NBA.
I still give him credit. He's the best coach.
We've seen you pivot in games prior where it's not working.
There's got to be a way where they can stop with the insanity of like, oh, we're getting good looks after the game. Like, there's got to be a point in time when they come to the bench and he goes like, fellas, listen, even though they might be good looks, it's not falling for us tonight. So rather than just keep shooting threes, let's try to create, let's take high percentage shots, try to get to the free throw line, do other things.
They set an NBA playoff record for missed threes last night in game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals at the Boston Garden. So Celtics lose and you're... I mean, I don't want to start in on this, but your superstar bricked the game winner with 5 seconds left.
Oh, yeah.
And so
before we go away from Mazzulla for 1 second,
yes.
My favorite part of last night was how kind and deferential they were to Karl Anthony Towns. I thought, you get three fouls, don't go near him. Don't go near him. Don't try and draw another one. It's not like the Knicks are an entirely different team when he's on the bench.
I will say it shouldn't have even gone to overtime, though, because Brunson had that shot at the end, and he would make that 9 out of 10 times.
It shouldn't even been a game in the sense of the Celtics had that 20-point lead,
right.
And you can't. Your superstar can't disappear in the fourth quarter. Your second best player can't disappear in the third quarter. And you start to look at how many shots you're going to hawk up from three-point land, where I know it gets you a little bit of a lead, which it gets you to the 20-point lead, but sooner or later you got to go, all right, they're making a little run.
Yeah.
Let's stay away from the three-pointers and see if we can just make sure we get buckets.
I mean, on the Subaru of New England text line, text from Rhode Island, which says, there goes Wiggy changing his opinion as always.
I didn't change my opinion all season.
He has said that this team must live by the three.
And that's the problem.
I guess we can't complain about the offense if that's what the offense is and has been. And that is what, when it comes to dancing, that is who brung you.
There's a difference between 60 and 48.
What, Curtis?
What would you say you do here? Because according to Wiggy, he's the best coach in basketball, but this is just what they do. I said it during the year. I'll reiterate it. If you put James or Deuce as the head coach of the Boston Celtics, nothing changes.
But it's not what they do. There's a difference between 48 and 60.
How do you get that as your inbounds play?
That was a horrible, horrible inbounds play.
Not just once, twice. Because they had to call it. Derek White had to call a timeout because nobody was open the first time.
They need to dial up Brad Stevens for and drawing up an inbounds play. But there's a difference for the texter and for Curtis. There's a difference between 48 a game and 60. There's a difference. So if the 48 gets you there, all right, you live and die by that. But once you go over that 48 and you get into the 60 realm, like, that's the difference.
But the biggest thing that chucking up threes does against a team that was in foul trouble in that first half, it gets them off the hook entirely, because you're not going to draw a foul from behind the 3-point line.
But the chucking up threes is what gave you the 20-point lead. And then there's got to be a point in time where you go, all right, we cooled off. Now we have to pull back a little bit.
But back to Curtis's point, it not only keeps them out of foul trouble, but it also doesn't wear them out. It's not wearing out their defense. Like, what are you doing? If you're just shooting from three over and over again, you're not going to tire out the Knicks.
No. But there has to be a point in time when you go, all right, we made a run and we hit some three-pointers, but now it's not falling. They're starting to get a little bit of run, and we have to pull back.
This is Mike from Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
So, watching that, and then listening before the show started to yesterday, what Wiggy was talking about, I know, Wiggy, you've brought this up many, many times, where what's Tatum going to have to do to get the respect? Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he get the respect? What I saw last night is a pretty good kind of like microcosm of what the issue is. Until he's on a seesaw, right? One side, he just takes games over. The other side, he does what he does last night. And it's overwhelming where he does what he does last night. When they're up 20 points, who's taking the shots? It was Holiday. It was Horford. It was Jaylen. I mean, everybody was really taking shots except for Tatum. He passes it more than he actually goes after it. And at a certain point, there's got to be a sense of urgency where he's got to be like, all right, it's my turn. I've got to make this happen, just like Jalen Brunson did when he dunked on him last night. Yeah. I mean, I see what you see in Jason Tatum, Wiggy. I really do, and I agree with you. But if he's going to get that respect, he has to start tipping that seesaw in a direction where it is that Mamba mentality that he talks about so much, where he takes over games. And last night, he had every opportunity to do it, and he passes all the time. It's ridiculous.
Mike, thank you.
Yeah, he has to. In that third quarter, I think he maybe took like four shots or whatever, and you know, Jaylen had a donut in the third quarter, and Derek White couldn't throw them. But you have to get to the point where it's like, you know what? If I got to shoot 10, 12 times in a quarter, then I got to do it.
Got a little testy last night between Jaylen Brown and Joe Mazzulla when Joe Mazzulla subbed for him. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
No, I didn't even notice that part of it.
A guy didn't want to come out of the game, which I like. I like that attitude, yeah. Curtis.
I would have liked it better if he hit a single three of his nine during regulation.
All right. Well, Celtics begin this series with an L. And you can talk about that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We got leads coming up. I'm assuming that, do we have an overabundance of Celtics-related leads? I may go in a different direction if we do. I'm assuming that several on this program will address what happened last night and that going forward during their leads. I'm flirting with a lead, Curtis, involving a television drama series, which you recommended for all of us, which we were obsessed with on Paramount. And the news yesterday that it may have been based not on fiction, but on something that our government actually spent $21 trillion on.
So trillion?
I am flirting. What?
Trillion?
Trillion dollars.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
I'm flirting with that lead this morning.
Far be it for me to say, but if it's the show I'm thinking of, it's Hulu.
Yeah, it is Hulu.
Okay, yes.
Is it?
It was Hulu.
Okay, it was Hulu.
I don't want to ruin this tease.
Yeah.
I won't
ruin it. All right, we got 10 minutes. Right. We'll get there. But you might be right.
Right.
Might be Hulu.
It's okay.
You're blowing my mind if it's the show I'm thinking of.
Starts with a P.
What?
I think it's pretty easy to figure out what show he's talking about.
I may get to that during my lead. Coming up in just a little bit. It's a two for Tuesday. And I will give you a code word at 7 that you can use all day long today to win Red Sox tickets.
Is the show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Great show.
It's not.
All right.
Checking.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Damn, how do I get on that plane?
Well, you figure out how to get out west.
They said it coming up at 7:20.
We've lost Courtney.
And we will definitely go over what Jason Tatum said post-game after that loss last night. The news coming up at 7:45 this morning with Courtney, and that includes a robot uprising report and what happened in China when the humanoid woke up in restraints and wasn't having it. And there's video for that when we get to the news later on this morning. And we are going to play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20, so you can leave one of those on any topic on the Odyssey app anytime this morning before 9:20. This is Frank from Cape Coral, Florida. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Craig. How's it going?
What's up?
As you know, I'm a Knicks fan, and I'm just thinking, how are the Knicks going to blow this game? And then I'm thinking, the Celtics are giving up layups for three-pointers. They scored 35 points in the second quarter and then scored 39 points in the second half. I might be wrong, but that's what I was kind of shocked about. Unless, you know, you guys disagree. You know, mismatches and why they won't go in the low post against the Knicks players, it's still kind of mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
I still think the Celtics are going to win a series. You know?
Yeah, no, do I think the Celtics are going to win the series? Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a little bit of an excuse in the fact that Kristaps Porzingis obviously enjoyed Cinco de Mayo-themed food and got the bubble guts at some point and had to leave that game? Yeah, maybe. But
you were still up by 20 without him.
Yes, you were up by 20 points and you blew it in a playoff game at the Boston Garden.
Yes.
And that is the problem. So we will discuss that all morning long right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. Yeah, the Celtics dropped game one in overtime to the Knicks. Final score 108-105. The guys led by 20 in the third before completely letting their foot off the gas. The Seas went cold in the second half from three, but continued to fire away. Here's Joe Mazzulla after the loss on that.
I think for the most part, obviously, over the course of the game, you always can find, 5-10 shots that you want to be better at. But, I thought throughout the night, for the most part, we fought for good looks, throughout the game. But, you can find 5-10 that we could be better at.
The Jays each had 23 points in this one, with Tatum ending with 16 rebounds as well. Kristaps Porzingis, like Greg said, went out with an illness. It is a bit concerning considering he dealt with that throughout the season, that undiagnosed illness situation. And Sam Hauser exited with a right ankle sprain. It looked worse on the court, I thought, than what it is reported to be. The Seas off tonight before game two tomorrow at the TD Garden.
Are we sure Kristaps was actually sick and not suffering from I'm playing like dog wateritis?
That is an absolute bold thing to say about somebody.
I mean, he was playing like dog water in the entire first series and then went 0-for-4 to start the game.
Your overconfidence has, just to be clear, has led you to suggest that Kristaps Porzingis left the basketball game because he was playing poorly?
I'm simply propositioning the idea.
That is a dink move right there.
All I'm saying is the evidence is he played
There's no evidence.
He played like crap the entire first series, came out and played like crap for 13 minutes, and they're like, look, we're dominating without him, we'll leave him out of the game, and then they fell apart in the third quarter.
Shime said he's sick from his own play.
I mean, they were eating Karl Anthony Towns alive in the second quarter. And then we're just like, so we don't need him in the second half. And let him sit, and things did not go their way.
Yeah, okay.
As for other NBA playoff games last night, the Nuggets go up after a Game 1 win over the Thunder 121-119. And the Red Sox back in action tonight. They have the Rangers in town. First pitch at 6:45, Lucas Giolito taking the mound, opposing Nathan Eovaldi.
Shime thinks it was ketchup on Schilling's sock. He does not think that was real.
Nope, never said that. I was just asking the question.
Yeah.
He was playing really bad.
Yeah, he was playing bad.
He's been playing really bad now for like 2 weeks.
That is true.
Right.
Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for the NHL draft lottery, the Bruins fell 2 spots to number 7 with the Islanders winning the top pick. It is the first time the Bees are picking in the top 7 since 2006. The first round of the draft is June 27th, but worst case scenario for your Bruins.
Yes.
Do you think, Shime, that Bledsoe is janking it and it wasn't really a collapse lung?
Those don't even like compare. Like I know.
I'm just being a dick.
Honestly,
what gives you any kind of indication in the 2 seasons that we have been able to observe him here that he is the kind of player that would, when not performing at a certain level?
Oh, I'm not saying he took himself out.
Who took him out and sent him to
Wiggy's best coach in the NBA?
So not only did he take him out of the game, but then he sent him to the locker room and wanted to make it clear that he was unavailable officially for the rest of the basketball game.
Yeah, because they felt like they were dominating to the point where they're like, oh, it's halftime, like it's not a big deal. You just don't come out the second half. We're just going to roll. It's fine. And then they didn't roll. And like that, to me, that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
He's been playing terrible for multiple weeks now. It's not like this is something new. And clearly there's something wrong with him,
but it's been
persistent for weeks now. And they're like, you know what? Just rest up. It's fine. We just owned Karl Anthony Towns in the second quarter. And as Frank pointed out, scored 35 points. We'll be fine. And then they weren't fine.
Okay. All right.
As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Maple Leafs lead the Panthers after taking game one 5-4. And quickly in the NFL, Washington, D.C. will host the 2027 NFL Draft. The draft will take place across the most iconic landmarks, including the National Mall and Pennsylvania Avenue, placing the Capitol at the center. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Unsettled conditions continue today. 52 right now. Cloudy. Afternoon high 69 with showers.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Twofer Tuesday, and that means you can win two Red Sox tickets all day long. We'll start the giveaways at 8:30 on this show, and you need a code word. And I will have the code word that you can use all day long for you coming up at 7. So a little over a half an hour away from now. Celtics blow a 20-point lead in their own building. Lose game one in overtime to the Knicks last night. And if, from my perspective, if Jason Tatum wants some respect put on his name, as Wiggy said a lot yesterday, then at some point in these games, he's got to go out there and get it done himself. Because
right.
that's what the great ones do, Wiggy.
No more stinkers.
That's what Can't the great have those. Ones do. So let me get to Eric in the car. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing? What's you know, up? There was an old football coach around here that used to talk about situational football. They did not play situational basketball yesterday. You shoot the threes to go up 20. Someone on that team has to say, you know what? I'm taking it to the hole. It's a shame. That's how Atlanta lost the Super Bowl, and that was the problem last night. They were not playing situational basketball.
Mingo.
Yeah.
It's a great job, Eric, right there. Because he's right. I get the threes get you into the game and get you up by 20. But there has to be a point in time when they're making a little bit of a run where you go, okay, we're not just going to hawk up threes and let them get twos and go on this run.
It's a little bit alarming, and I get it. This is a really, really good basketball team. Curtis and I were talking about it before the show. You know, second quarter, third quarter, you're sitting there and you're like, this series is going to be a full sweep.
I mean, didn't everybody...
It was sweep forward last night for the first three quarters of that basketball game, Curtis.
Into the middle of the third, aren't you sitting at home saying the Celtics are not playing well and they are up by 20 points? Like, this is going to be the most boring series of all time.
And I don't know if you guys continue to watch for halftime or if you just muted it, but like listening to Shaq and all of them talk about it, they were like, there's no way that this Knicks team can compete with this Celtics team for four games. Like, this is going to be easy for the Celtics.
Yeah.
To have them come out of the locker room with that type of energy, and I could see David on hold. I've seen other people, you can't blame the coach. It's up to the players to stop taking threes. My lead is going to show you exactly why I think it might be on the coach.
The first thing they do as soon as they come up out of halftime in the third quarter, Jaylen Brown hawks up a three-pointer. That's the very first thing that they do, and it's got to be to, and that's why, you know, and basketball is about so many runs and grooves and everything. There, as a player, you would think like it's just not falling from there. Let me get to the free throw line. Let me try some other stuff, and it just seems like that they don't. That never that light never comes on in their head. It's like all right. I'm missing, but if I keep shooting, it'll eventually go in.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it the coach's job to change an approach in game and to diagram some sort of a play at the end of regulation and in overtime? I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what that play was.
How is it humanly possible? And if the caller made the Belichick reference, it's a great point. When the Patriots were in the playoffs and had to have a need-to-have-it two-point conversion, there was never a doubt in your mind that they had one they hadn't used in a while and it was going to work because that's the level of detail they had. With the Celtics, Mazzulla literally has no job. I could stand back and say, shoot the three ball, and they do it. I don't know what I mean. Not a good day for the Missoula thing.
No.
Clearly, he's not the best coach in the NBA because that would say that nobody knows how to coach.
Yeah, you got to be able to draw up something better at the end, or you got to just say, okay, I'm going to get it into one of my two players' best hands, and then you have to create and make and get a shot. Because
Jason Tatum could have won that basketball game for them with 5 seconds left. It was in his hands.
Yeah, he missed.
He bricked it.
Right, but you then have another opportunity in overtime.
Yes, you have opportunity, but Jason Tatum could have closed it out.
I understand
Let's be clear about that.
And we both agree on that.
Okay, good.
But you don't close it out and you have another opportunity because the Knicks have a chance to win the game and they don't, you have to take advantage of that next opportunity.
All right. Well, a lot to talk about when it comes to the Boston Celtics and Game 1 this morning on this show. And you can call 617-779-7937. That's the same number that you can text on. That is the Subaru of New England text line. And hello and good morning to you, however you happen to be consuming this show this morning. So on any of the radio stations that we have aligned for you all over New England or on the Odyssey app, or if you happen to be watching this show this morning on another dreary, rainy morning on YouTube or on Twitch, thank you for that. And a reminder that this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And at Springer's, they don't just sell diamonds, they teach you how to buy them. Very important. You're going to blow in Courtney's mind, 5 paychecks on a diamond for her.
Yeah.
You need to know how to buy the right diamond, and they have the best prices in New England. So go to tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and see the team at Springer's. This is Avi from Arlington. Good morning.
Good morning. I think it's not Jason Tatum's a better player than all of them, and the other players are just just dog crap last night. We're supposed to. You only win a game with the competing right. And what about the fouls at the end of the game? Come on, ref.
Thank you. The officials let them play basketball last night. There's no whining about the refs in that game.
Yeah, I got no issues with the refs. The refs, they were what they were.
They had their way. You brought up Carl Anthony Towns. The Celtics they had their way with him.
Yep.
And there were a lot of no calls that the Celtics got away with.
Yeah, I mean, he had three fouls early.
And then Missoula said, don't go near him.
He had three fouls early.
Yeah, no, sorry, Avi.
That's not his own thing, though. I was listening to the post game with Abby Chin and Forsberg, and they were bitching about the refs. So
they were?
Yep. It's just, NBC Sports Boston is basically Al Jazeera for the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. There was nothing egregious last night from the perspective of
Tatum can't go 0-for-12 in the fourth quarter. You just can't do that.
No,
can't do that. You got to. I don't care if you go 2-of-8 from 3-point land in the fourth quarter, or you go. 3-of-9 from the field. You just can't go 0-for. You can't have a donut in the fourth quarter. You just cannot do that when the game is that close and you're the best player. You just can't do that.
Oh, I mean, from a Missoula strategy point of view, he had them early in that game, trying to get a call when it came to Robinson to try to slow that team down.
Yep.
And so I give him, tiny little points
there. That worked
out
for him. They got Carl Anthony Towns into foul trouble because they Jaylen Brown, he picked up his third foul, and they switched on it, and they kind of cleared the lane, and he was able to get him to pick up his third foul. So,
but that happens with Carl Anthony Towns more than any player in basketball. There was that stat that was circulating during the game on social media. And was Missoula asked about it? Like, why? That is inexcusable. You all agree. The Knicks don't win that game if Carl Anthony Towns is fouled out in the second half, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if you're going to get him to foul out. You did a good enough job to create the distance.
In the third quarter, you had 20 shots. 19 were threes.
Right, but
and he had four on him by then, Curtis.
Right.
And that, but the in that when you look at that's where
when you
felt,
chuck up threes, do you draw fouls?
No, no. But that's where you went wrong. When right. you look at that third quarter, the fact that you chucked up 19 of your 20 with 3-pointers and you didn't hit anything.
Yeah.
That's where your issue is. At least if you're, I'm not tripping about the fouls on them, but at least if you're taking high percentage shots, there's a better chance you make those.
No, but also that run that the Knicks went on in the fourth quarter was atrocious.
And in the third.
Whatever that, 22-7 run or whatever it was, yeah. was the death knell. All right, Shine, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Okay, Sean. Bob Marley for Wiggy. Wiggy loves Bob Marley. And Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I assume you're going to tell us not to worry after last night.
No, I mean, that's the general theme, but I'm actually not going to do a Celtics lead.
Oh.
I'm going to...
Oh, oh.
There's another team in town that actually lost last night, Greg. I don't know if you were paying attention, but another Boston team suffered a loss last night as well. That would be your Boston Bruins. Yet again, just fumbling along because instead of... They were in position. They had a chance to get the first overall pick. They didn't. Instead, it went to the New York Islanders, who had worse odds to get it than you. But then, not only that, you fell to the worst possible position you could fall to. You fell to seventh. You were sitting in sixth to worst. You fell to seventh in the draft lottery. So the Bruins just continue to struggle. We may even get it. We will get to some Don Sweeney audio, and they said it this morning as well. He doesn't seem too worried about it.
No.
Whatever. I mean, dude, like, the Bruins at this point are just, they are just kind of fumbling along. It's just, you know, maybe, nothing's going their way.
Shine, maybe the Sweeneyus will pull a draft rabbit out of his hat.
Greg, I would love that. I would be here for it. Maybe. Instead, I'm sitting there last night having to watch the Panthers and Maple Leafs play in a playoff series instead
Great
of the Bruins.
Great game.
Excellent game.
I could want to argue that NHL playoff action is better than NBA playoff action. In most cases?
In most cases, I would absolutely agree, yes.
You would? Okay.
I wouldn't argue it because I love playoff hockey, but the ratings would...
The ratings would say different.
Yes.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, I think more people adjust. More people watch playoff basketball than they do playoff hockey, and it's probably by a pretty good number.
Okay, Shine.
Much bigger, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shine. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So, we've done the Missoula thing all morning, and it's baffling to me. I don't know how you do not have inbounding plays. I know it's redundant. We've been over it. It's inexplicable to me that those are the two plays you diagram. One following a timeout where you just chuck it into the middle of the floor. And then it's like, I don't know. I don't get it. Brad Stevens, of his, you know, he wasn't great at everything. The guy diagrammed great inbound plays. If you think back to when he was coaching the Celtics team, I just watch this team. I don't think they're going to lose the series. But at what point do you course correct? Like, I don't think a manager in baseball is a big difference maker over the course of 162 games. But there are certain moments in playoff games where the manager has make or break decisions where you can implode or help your team. And last night in that third quarter, and the fourth, at what point do you say, hey, let's stop chucking it up. Jalen, you're 0 for 9. Jason, you've hit a couple, but not nearly as much as you should. Let's set up some plays in the post to get a higher percentage shot and get Karl-Anthony Towns off the floor for good. I know it sounds like, you know, basic and elementary, but I don't know how you watch that game. And Jalen yelling at his coach... I mean, we all think that Missoula's got this unbelievable ironclad hold over this organization. Well, when adversity hits, he pees down his leg on the inbounding play, and his second-best player yells at him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Brutal night all around, but I thought it was the worst night for the head coach of the team.
And the fascination with it's boring. Like the fascination with them trying to get the three over and over and over again is boring to watch.
Yeah.
Like we haven't even addressed the overtime. Like they got completely dominated in that overtime last night.
The reason why is because they all excuse make after the game. We got good looks. We got good looks. The shots are not falling. The shots are not falling. It's like you have to get out of that mindset and be like, okay, we know they're not falling. So when do we stop? Even though it might be a good look, you say, you know what? Rather than shoot this three, I'm going to catch it, take it to the lane, and see if I can get fouled or take a high percentage shot.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, thank you. We have to take a quick break. The rest of this morning's leads coming up on the Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI. Jeez, I just realized I deployed the finger gun during Saturday Night Special Shine on Twitch.
Careful, John Morant.
On Twitch or YouTube. So apologies to John Morant. Better go with the finger grenade next time. It's a two for Tuesday. And I will have a code word for you in about 10 minutes, and then you can use that all day long to win Red Sox tickets. Yes, Shine.
Speaking of the finger gun, Courtney, you would know this because you watched last night. Didn't somebody show up with like a gun holstered umbrella?
Oh, I didn't see that. I had to switch over to the Celtics game, so I didn't really watch as much of the red carpet as I would have liked to.
Oh, okay.
If you want. When you're done with your lead, I have some video from last night from the Met Gala that I can share with you, Courtney.
Oh, okay.
Since it was your lead yesterday.
Yeah.
So, but they had an umbrella in a holster.
Well, yeah, it was like in the handle of the umbrella looked like the handle of like a classic revolver.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. Oh. Okay. All right. Well, we were in the middle of this morning's leads, and Courtney is up next. Good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Greg brought up the situation between Joe Mazzulla and Jaylen Brown when he was being taken out of the game. Seemed like he didn't want to come out, so he got a little chippy with Joe Mazzulla. Now, after the game, he was asked the question that we've been asking all morning about the threes continuing to fire away at them even though they're not falling. I thought his answer was pretty telling.
Yeah, in those moments when the other team got momentum, we can't just fire up threes. To break up momentum, you got to get to the free throw line, get to the paint, get to the basket, maybe get a easy two, you know what I mean, hit some free throws, and then maybe the next three-pointer feels a little bit better. I feel like we just settled in the second half a lot, but we'll look at it and we'll make adjustments.
To me, that's a direct call-out of one's head coach. And, you know, people can call, they can tweet, they can text in saying, you got to put it on the players, you got to put it on the players. Well, there's a player right there telling you that they can't do what they did last night. They can't continue to hawk up these threes instead of getting in the paint and tiring out the opposing team. To me, this was a direct command from Joe Mazzulla to these guys to continue going after the threes. They can't continue to do that.
So you're suggesting that Joe Mazzulla is telling those guys, you must continue to hawk up threes.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have no say in the matter when it comes to Joe Mazzulla and what they're doing.
I don't know if you listened to the same thing I just listened to.
Oh, I did. Yeah, no, I'm right here. Yeah. I listened to the same exact thing you did.
To me, Jaylen Brown did not want to do that and does not want to do that moving forward.
Well,
so
why is he doing it?
Yeah. I mean, I put that on the
players. That's the game plan.
Yeah, but
of course you do. You're a Joe Mazzulla stan.
No, but even though I think Joe at times is wrong for, and I said it, making excuses for after the game to be like, we got good open looks. There are times you were able to do it in the Orlando series. So as players, when it's not falling, you don't have to shoot a three-pointer.
But I'm with Courtney on this in that I think Jaylen Brown is not the one that gets to orchestrate how the offense is set up every night.
Correct.
I think that is the would-be Jason Tatum is the guy that directs how the game is played.
And
Jaylen Brown is sitting back.
So Jaylen Brown falls in line. So the first
you told, the wait, first hold on, hold on, hold on,
the
hold on,
first
hold on.
Play
it's my lead, it's
gate.
My lead, it's my lead. We've been talking over and over again about how Jaylen Brown has fallen in line. He's bought into the role that Joe Mazzulla wants him in. He's number two behind Jason Tatum, and that's all fine. I think it's quite interesting that during the game when Joe Mazzulla took him out and they got a bit chippy, to immediately after when asked about the threes not falling and them continuing to shoot them, to say they cannot do that. That movie.
That's on the play. So the first play out of the gate in the third quarter, Jaylen Brown hawks up a three-pointer.
Correct.
So that's Joe Mazzulla as soon as he comes out at halftime going, hey, listen, we get the we get possession in the third quarter. Jaylen, pull up a three-pointer.
Yeah, I mean, I think the disagreement is Curtis is suggesting it's Tatum.
Yeah, I think that
you're
it's
saying it's Joe Mazzulla.
Right.
From the top, yeah.
But Curtis might be right. It might be
so
Jason.
Now Tatum's the one who's telling guys what to do.
No, I think that at halftime, Mazzulla and the statisticians or the stat weasels inside the Celtics, you know, locker room say, well, they're bound to fall now. We've missed whatever it was. They were 6-for-17 or something in the first half. I don't know the exact number. So shoot them. They're gonna start falling. So that's what Jaylen Brown does. Mm. Like, I don't think that this is some rocket science. And the other thing is, flip this. Wiggy wants to credit Mazzulla.
No, I'm not saying that. But you're trying to don't put words in my mouth.
Right.
I said
he has plenty of words already
in
his mouth.
Exactly,
they're ready to come out at any moment.
I'm going to tell you right now. You better not get this twisted.
No. I said in the first series they did a good job of not relying on the three pointers when Orlando was making it tough for them to shoot threes. The Knicks don't make it tough for them.
Right.
But you as a team and as players have to start to say they're not falling for us, or we got this little bit of a run. We're up by 20. Now there's a few shots that are not falling for us, so let's get to the free throw line. Let's take high percentage shots.
I just think it's very interesting just 2 years later, when 2 years ago when they got bounced from the playoffs, we all were asking for Joe Mazzulla's job because he continued to want them to shoot threes even though they weren't falling. It's the same coach 2 years later.
No, I know that, so but you guys make it sound like it's football and Joe Mazzulla is calling a play in the huddle and they're going out there and running a play.
So then what does Joe Mazzulla say during halftime? Do you think he said, hey, guys, the threes aren't going to work, so let's switch things up a bit?
No, I think
Because during the Orlando series, you certainly said
saying,
he told them
listen,
that.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. I think he's saying at halftime, hey, we're up by 15. The threes will eventually fall. Let's not shy away from it, which I don't think he's right for saying that. Then they get up by 20, and then I think it's so built into their mindset that, hey, we shoot the threes. This is what gets us up. And rather than, you know, say, hey, we got to turn some down because we're not making them, they continue to shoot them because after the game, every one of them to a man says, oh, we got good looks. The ball wasn't falling.
Courtney, thank you for that lead this morning. This is DJ from Hyannis. Hello, DJ.
Hey, good morning, gang.
What's up?
That's the hot cocoa I need there.
We have hot cocoa this morning.
She shut Wiggy down real quick. It's her lead. Wiggy, shut it down. 8-5, man. You caught all those balls in the snow bowl.
Right.
It's hot cocoa time, baby. Yeah. It's hot cocoa time.
Okay, all right. Hot cocoa.
Guess what, DJ? My lead's next, so
yeah.
I don't want no chiming in.
Oh. I won't. But you two just start laughing, shutting me down.
I didn't shut you down.
I'm asking you the question.
I'm
asking you how you can go from against Orlando, Joe Mazzulla calls all the plays. He is the almighty.
Have I ever said Joe Mazzulla calls all the plays?
I was on your side right. for that, because when Curtis came at you and said he is not the best head coach
right.
in NBA history,
right.
you said this season he is.
Right.
And then when Curtis asked how that makes sense, because Curtis says he could go into the locker room and be just as good of a
right.
coach.
Better.
I agree with Curtis, he didn't design a good play at the end.
When it works for your narrative, you think that Joe Mazzulla is...
Stop trying to put words in my mouth.
Okay. Go ahead, do your lead.
And I like hot cocoa.
Yeah,
I prefer like a strawberry milk latte, but I enjoy hot cocoa, so
yeah.
I wasn't laughing at you.
Mm-hmm.
But we can disagree with your
Agreed.
Lead, right?
100%.
Okay. Right.
That's
and
you ain't
going to
sigh me under your breath like, oh, we're not going to talk about this. We're going to be like, blah, 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 blah. And that's all I'm saying. I don't think Mazzulla is telling Tatum and Brown what shots to take.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does allow them to shoot threes, which I think is wrong at times. But all I'm saying is, I don't believe Curtis, where Tatum's like, all right, we're going out here and shooting threes and everybody else is falling in line.
I have two words that Mazzulla could have said at halftime to prevent the comeback.
Arriba, arriba. True.
Arriba, arriba. All right, we got to take a quick break. But we will get to Wiggy's lead.
That we will.
Coming up in a moment. And then my lead. And I'm going to stop the fighting during my lead because it appears to me, oftentimes, life imitates art. But sometimes, art apparently imitates life. And we got addicted to a television show. Curtis is correct. It was on Hulu. One season in. And it appears that what we thought was fantasy on that television program may actually be real life. So I will get to that during my lead coming up next.